Smarty Pants presents, I Wish I Was a Pilgrim, because pilgrim kids didn't have to take baths.
Yay!
The Thanksgiving Pilgrims sailed from England in early September of the year 1620. At that time, the culture of Europe did not associate water with being clean.
Water is for drinking, not bathing.
The people of the Western world, all people, rich and poor, actually did not believe it was healthy to bathe their whole body.
Oh no!
Instead, they used a lot of perfume and changed their underwear, or their white linens, often, including the bed sheets. To make a show of being clean, pure, and moral, they would let a little white material show at the collar and cuffs of their heavy clothes.
Oh yes, that's lovely.
King Louis XIV of France took only 3 baths in his whole life, and he died at 76. No wonder his royal subjects were bowing their heads so low as to escape his royal odor.
Your Majesty.
It wasn't until the 1700s that the Western world developed whole-body bath habits.
Rub-a-dub-dub, it's time to scrub.
Did you know the Mayflower didn't smell like a flower? The Pilgrims were a group of English people that came to America to find religious freedom during the reign of James I. The good ship Mayflower carried 102 unwashed bodies, including men and women, and 31 children. Also 30 crew members and 2 dogs. Did you know the pilgrims were all crammed in an area that was the length of a basketball court for 66 days?
Could you please move over?
Men ahoy!
Finally, crossing the stormy Atlantic Ocean through many troubles, deaths, and stormy seas, they landed in Massachusetts in early November. There, they established the first European colony in the New World and named it Plymouth. At the time, Native Americans of the Wampanoag tribes inhabited the area of Plymouth Colony. At first, the two peoples were friendly. Fortunately, one of the men of the tribe spoke English. His name was Squanto. He taught the colonists how to plant, gather food, and build shelters. That was good advice, because the Wampanoag tribes also bathed often and openly in the pristine streams and rivers of the area. A 1965 biography of Squanto states that he tried and failed to convince the pilgrims that they smelled really bad, and perhaps a naked dip in the nearest body of fresh water would be a good idea.
You stink. Use water to wash body.
However, the European newcomers weren't listening to any of that outrageous ideas.
Water is for drinking, not bathing.
Although they did heed with great success Squanto's wise advice to plant a fish in the soil with a kernel of corn to yield an amazing harvest. The conclusion of the bathing matter? Don't forget to wash behind your ears!
Yay!
That's all for today, kids. If you want to learn more interesting stuff about the Mayflower and the Pilgrims, check out the web or your local library. And we'll see you next time.